Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have Sheikh Ahmad Danish to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, modern man is facing many crises. The most important ones are the moral and we can say spiritual ones. What are Islamic recommendations in order to solve such problems or to find solutions to such crises in our daily life?
Yes, what we can see is that in the modern Western world and even in Islamic countries, because of this onslaught from this modern age and the Industrial Revolution, this development of the experimental sciences, modern man identified all his cures in the development of science and technology.
Yes.
But what happened was that a lot of tools were brought to the disposal of humanity, but the etiquettes and the manners of utilizing those tools for the benefit of the entire humanity were not developed at the same pace that these tools were developed.
Okay.
So we see that in the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, 80,000 people just die in one such bombing. And entire cities are wiped off the map of the world. And so many generations after, the children that were born in these cities had deformities and defects that they were born with.
Very good.
So what we see is that humanity has developed a lot of tools to destroy the world, but in order to construct the world, we haven't developed our intellects and our reasoning to the same capability. Or what we can say is that this reasoning or this competitiveness and this animal nature of humanity has developed a lot, but this human nature could not develop and has remained as a toddler.
Okay.
So what happened was that if every nation state says that I am working for the benefit of only the people of my nation or my land or the population that lives inside my borders, and 1 meter to that side of the border, if a human being is living for the sake of my own benefits, I can destroy their country, I can destroy their lands, I can destroy their well-being. This is not going to result in a very good fate for the rest of the humanity.
That's right.
So what happens is that the powerful have developed ways of fulfilling their desires by the law of the jungle.
Okay.
And this law of the jungle is prevalent in the international relations, for example, where, for example, a country like America says that if it is my interest, I will displace all the people of Gaza. And I will displace them and send them to another land, and I'll be coming inside that land and taking...
This has been the long wish.
Yes.
And they have not been successful. They really want to do that. I mean, displacing the people.
Inshallah,
is like,
they will not be successful.
Inshallah.
But this is the wish of every tyrant.
Okay.
Every tyrant believes that I can displace the rest of humanity.
Or for example, Greenland is mine.
Greenland is mine.
Or Canada is one of the states of America now. Okay.
Yes.
The really, really ambitious. And this ambition, you know, has always... That's right, is one of the deviations of the human beings of the modern world. But all in all, the people of the modern world, from one side, they have this moral, ethical, family crisis. But from the other side, I believe that there are so many groups of the people who they couldn't find solutions in the modern sciences. So now they are getting back into the spirituality, or it's better to say religious teachings. And this is a good news, isn't it? I mean, in the modern world, because they feel this empty place of spirituality, so now they're getting back, let's see what spirituality does. And for sure, they have been successful. I mean, I myself have interviewed so many people who converted to the religion of Islam. And when you ask them why this conversion to Islam, because in the modern world you had everything, materialistically speaking, they say that the empty place of spirituality and this kind of peace of mind and heart we were after, we could find it in spiritual developments in religions like Islam, okay? So again, is that, I mean, this is a good news and glad tiding that the people, some people are getting back into religion or religious teaching,
yes,
Sheikh.
Of course, we see that in the modern world, because almost all human beings have this inner nature that identifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their own fitrah,
all right,
or that soul that has been endowed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So after a certain level, when we see so much of violence taking place in our societies, we see so much of disrespect to sacred things, we see so much of trampling upon on the religious things, for example, making fun of religion, making fun of, unfortunately, prophets.
Cartoons, that's
and
right.
Cartoons. What we see is that a world is promoted in this liberal world and in this liberal ideology that pays no respect to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And human beings, by their nature, are desirous of appreciating the sacredness of things.
All right.
They have a desire to identify God. They have a desire to identify reality. They have a desire to identify morality.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see all of these basic values of human beings being trampled upon, some people who have the courage, they revert back to the true religion.
Yes.
And try to rekindle that flame of spirituality in their lives,
okay,
even though their material needs may have been satisfied.
All right.
And so this is what we see when we see the people of Gaza, for example.
All right.
And we see that they have lost everything. The other day they were showing a video of a person. They were showing the video of a person who had lost everything in this destruction of Gaza.
Yes.
But he was
still hopeful.
He's still hopeful.
Yes.
He cleaned his destroyed house. He cleaned everything, laid out a carpet, laid out a table,
mm-hmm,
and then started to drink a cup of tea. So when you see this peace, when you see this hope from the religious people, other people are encouraged to find out what this religion is about.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
How the foundation of family can help us help such problems, because family issue is important too, Sheikh.
True, and we see that in one of the books of Shahid Mutahari, may God's grace be upon him, he was saying that the family life that was destroyed in the West, you now have the problem that, for example, in every class that is there in a primary school or a secondary school, approximately 40% or 50% of the children are born out of wedlock.
Unfortunately.
Or they are, unfortunately, living with a single parent,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
And so you have seen family life weaken in the Western world. And even some of that has translated or transmitted to even the Muslim lands as well, unfortunately.
All right.
Because of these secular liberal values and this unsatisfied nature of the modern man.
Okay.
So what we see is that if we have strong families, you have a strong foundation.
All right.
You could train your children. You could do their tarbiyah. You could nurture them in such a manner that you have healthy societies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have issues of gun violence, for example.
Okay.
Gun violence is one of the symptoms of weakened families.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, they said that in Sweden, they had one of the most atrocious incidents of
shooting of 10 people, that's 10 students,
shooting of 10,
that's right.
10 students.
Yes, yes.
So these sorts of incidences are showing modern man that liberal ideology is not sufficient to safeguard his life,
mm-hmm,
his family life, his individual life, his collective life, and a path of just satisfying your urges and having no concern for the rest of humanity or your society or your family is a path that will lead to the destruction of not only the rest of us, but we ourselves also.
This reverting back to spirituality is also important, as you said, but the case is that there are so many schools of thought who are promoting spirituality and mysticism, okay? Which one to refer to, Shaykh?
Yes.
I mean, how we can distinguish which one is authentic, which one is not?
A basic guide for us as Muslims is that spirituality begins with the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Holy Prophet, the duas that we have from the Aimma Ahl al-Bayt alayhimus salam, right?
Yes.
Because what is spirituality? Spirituality is basically a connection with your Lord. And some of the best supplications have been narrated from the Aimma Ahl al-Bayt alayhimus salam. And so sticking to the meanings of these supplications, performing our daily prayers, where we have the tradition that as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min.
Yes.
And namaz or salat is the mi'raj or the spiritual wayfaring of the mu'min. It is like reaching your Lord. It is a complete meeting your Lord.
All right.
Right? And so it is the highest form of ibadah and worship. So if we pay attention to these worships, if we are concerned about our wajibat, stay away from our muharramat, those forbidden things, perform our duties, we will get closer to God. And this is the essence of spirituality. And sticking to the religion. And with that said, there might be some people who are better acquainted with these things, who are more knowledgeable in these affairs, maintaining your connection with the ulama,
so you mean finding
with the
a tutor or a mentor
or
is
a mentor.
Okay.
And those people can guide us. And we find that today in the Hawza, we have people like that in the majority of our cities. We have people who are attuned to these spiritual ways in such a manner that they can identify the weaknesses of a person, tell them the strengths that they have, and to plan a path for them to go in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the basic things that we should do, inshallah, and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in such a time when the iman and the faith is a very
precious
commodity, we can be able to save our iman and our faith, inshallah.
May Allah give us the chance of safeguarding our iman, inshallah. Especially in the modern age. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن